we present Bert's Place.
Slint, 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 slint. Of all the silly ideas, declutter, she says. Clear things out, she says. Tidy up your life, she says. You'll be able to find things so much quicker. Tell me another. I'll never find anything again. Oh, look, I'd forgotten I had those trainers. Why on earth aren't they in my wardrobe? Well, I'm not throwing those. Stay right there, whoever you are. Oh, it's you. Hello. It's all right, you can come in, but be very careful. There are things all over the floor. Have a seat if you can find one. Yes, you may well ask what's going on. Brian and Elle are doing some redecorating. It won't affect me in here, but they're doing a massive declutter in the main part of the flat, and they've told me to declutter my closet. They said I'd feel better for having a good clear out, but look at all this. How am I supposed to know what to keep and what to throw out? Well, yes, you're right. There are things I don't need here, but oh no, I couldn't throw that. I know it looks like just an empty bottle, but that's not any old bottle. It's special. That's one of the bottles that used to hold spells made for me by Teely. Oh, I can do with a break. Look, I'll tell you about it if you'd like to hear. Throughout the late summer and early autumn of 2012, Teely was becoming more and more special to me. Since having dinner at her flat back in June, we'd met up several times more, and of course, she'd been a great help to me through my recent Twitter trouble. I had cooked dinner for her at the Lair, where we had a great time, and there had been several more cosy dinners at various places in the London Elfhold, where Teely lived. What did you say? Haven't I? Well, no, I suppose I haven't really had time to explain about Elfholds. I don't know how many there are, and I've only seen the one where Teely lives, but if that's anything to go by, they're beautiful places. Elves have more magic and more technology than any of the other Seelie races, and that means all the good magical creatures. They build their elf holds beneath big cities. They are beautiful, luxurious places, from what I've seen of them. Mile after mile of mosaic-tiled streets and squares, filled with shops, cafes, bars, clubs. There must be places of work too, but I don't know where. Whenever I've been there, the place has been packed with elves all having an outrageously good time. Your senses are just assailed with the sight of beautiful things. Fountains, statues, undreamed of luxuries in all the shops. Not to mention glamorous elves all around you. The smell of delicious food, fresh flowers, the sound of endless elf chatter, and thousands of wind chimes tinkling in a breeze that comes from no one knows quite where. There is another side to elf life that no one sees, which you'll find out about in due course. But the surface is very splendid. The place really suits Teely. I never thought I'd get used to seeing her in a humble let colony, but I did. In fact, she was to become an essential part of my life there. Life with my family has never been uneventful, but that particular summer it was nothing less than explosive. It got to the point where I was scared to open my Facebook. There was always some new drama erupting or threatening to erupt. For a start, Casimalchus, my quietest, most non-troublemaking brother, had just shocked the family by announcing that he had married a woodland sprite. Interspecies marriage is not against the LEP code, but it is frowned on. Half the family was up in arms about it. To my amazement and sorrow, this included my sister Mella. For myself, I liked Kaz's new wife and told anyone who'd listen that Kaz had the perfect right to marry anyone he pleased. This caused a rift between my favourite sister and I, which hurt me very much. It got worse. Teely was a friend of my niece Andy. Remember her? The one we helped to run away and get married? Well, one day Andy invited Teely to lunch. Teely had sent me an email arranging to meet me in the colony, but I'd been running late and hadn't checked that morning, so where we actually caught up with each other was right outside Mella's cube. I decided to tough things out and take Teely in to meet Mella, Derry and the Lings. I wasn't ashamed of Teely, and it was high time Mella got over her ridiculous prejudice. Well, it didn't go to plan. Mella hit the roof, especially as a kindness Teely tried to do her spectacularly backfired. For a long time afterwards, all she would do was rant to me about disgusting elves and trashy sprites until I had about as much as I could take. The day was coming, though, and soon, where she would have to accept Teely's help. There are two ways for Alep to feed his family. Either you draw colony rations, which means you rely on what the colony foragers find. Everyone gets an equal share of what's going, whatever size the family, and the pickings can be very slim. If you don't want to do this, you can do your own foraging. Mela and Derry did this. Derry wasn't the best forager, but he wasn't bad. Foraging for wild food is always a risky business, and one day in August, the worst happened. Derry was hit by a car and suffered a broken leg and broken ribs. This left his family totally without any means of getting food of any kind. Yes, you're right. Mela did have to accept help from Teely then, and that's where the bottle comes in. Teely could make a spell and distill it in dew for use later. Of course, she had lots of magic of her own, but doing spells would tire her out, so distilling them in a bottle was a good way to have lots of magic on hand. She used to come to the colony every Sunday with me by this time, and Mum and Dad's cube would be packed with relatives wanting to meet her. Of course, you don't have visitors in your cube without offering them refreshments. Dad's the best forager ever, but even he couldn't find enough to feed all those mouths, so Teely used to help out. She'd distill Feed Me spell and make the table groan with lovely things to eat. Then we'd go down to Mela and Derry's, fill the table there using a special spell so that it would stay full all week long. Then we'd have a lovely time with the Lings, feeding them till they were stuffed full as eggs. Once Mela and Teely became friends, it was one of my favourite times. I was very happy. Stars, sorry, I was miles away. Yes, in spite of all the family drama, things were going well for me that summer. I was rocketing around all over the place, looking after the family, really busy at work, taking care of Elle. We had some nice little adventures too. Oh, look at this, my bucket and spade. I thought I'd got rid of this ages ago. Oh, there's no need to laugh. This is special. I bet you had one the first time you ever went to the seaside. Yes, I really did go. It was in the late August. I went to Barry Island with Elle, just she and I. It could have gone horribly wrong, but thanks again to Teely, it didn't. It happened this way. Brian had just left for a business trip.
Bye, babe. Have a good day. Oh, looks like it's just you and me now, sweetie.
Cool. Would you like some more coffee, Elle?
Oh, please. Thanks. What would you like to do today? We could watch a film. We've got that fantastic iBook we could go on with. Or how about we take turns at Papa Sangre and see which of us gets scrunched or snuffled first? We haven't done that for ages.
Oh, I don't mind. You choose.
Oh, what's up, bird? If you want to do something different, you only have to say.
Elle, can't we go out?
Okay, someone obviously left his brains in bed. How exactly are we going to do that?
No, I didn't. You know I can pass for a small child with my cap on. It'll be easy. You just have to hold my hand in your left one and carry your white cane in the other. I can easily guide you, but it doesn't look as though I am. Brian and I do it all the time. I'll just have to remember to keep my voice down.
Well, I'm not sure. It's terribly risky, and even if we could, where do you want to go? Do you want to go to the park, somewhere like that?
The park? Really, Elle? I might look three, but I can think of more interesting things to do than swinging or playing on the slide. No, tell you where I'd really like to go. How about the seaside?
Are you completely out of your tree? We'd never get away with it.
I am a Lep. Leps don't live in trees. No, honestly, Elle, it'll be fun. It's a lovely day. We could go on the beach. I could even paddle. We could get candy floss and fish and chips and ice cream. We could go to the fair and ride on the carousel. Oh, go on, Elle, let's. There'll be loads of people. We won't get noticed. I'll see to that. If there's even a hint of trouble, I'll get us out of there straight away.
Oh, Bert, I don't know.
Look, I've even got a bottle of no-see-me spells from Teely. She made them herself, so I know they work. I just shake some of this on us, and no one can see or hear us. It only lasts for a while, but look, there's a whole bottle here. Please, Elle.
Oh, all right, I'm sold.
Yes.
I'll take you to Barry Island for the day. How's that?
Wicked! Now, I'll just get my cap and trainers, you book a taxi, and then get yourself ready.
Yes, sir, Captain. Sheesh, I get the distinct feeling that I got wangled into this.
Hi, Bill. It's Louise here. Could I have a taxi? Soon as you can, please. Yeah, from home. Thanks. Yeah, we're going to the railway station.
She was right. I'm good at getting my own way with Elle. Well, in time we were in the taxi on the way to the station. It was a blisteringly hot day and the train was packed. I really shouldn't have risked whispering to Elle, but I just couldn't help it.
Well, so far so good.
Yes, sorry about having to sit on your lap. It's heaving in here. Everyone else has had the same idea. I hope I'm not too heavy.
No, you're fine, sweetie. But look, we better not talk. Not even in whispers. It isn't safe. Someone might hear
us. Shh. Elle, things might be about to get tricky. There's a lady looking at me.
Well, so what? Lots of people are probably looking at you. You're nice to look at.
No, Elle. She's looking in the kind of way which means at any minute she's going to...
Hello?
What did I tell you?
Hi.
There's a gorgeous little boy you got. Hello, darling. What's your name, then?
Oh, don't worry. He's a little bit shy in front of strangers. His name's Bert. Say hello to the lady, darling.
Oh, never mind. He's lovely. How old are you, babe?
Mind your own slint business.
Cat's really got his tongue today. He's nearly four.
Well, I think he's beautiful.
Yeah, I knew she was going to pat my head. My poor ears.
Now, Bert... Behave yourself. Stop being naughty or Mummy will just have to take you straight home. You wouldn't like that, would you?
Why does that always happen? Anyway, after a very hot, sticky journey, we were soon on the beach. It wasn't easy doing my guiding trick. There were people everywhere, but we managed. After a while, I'd found a very nice, quiet spot. Oh, what bliss. Oh, this is better. Yay for Teely.
Deaf? How long is this going to last? And will you know when it's wearing off?
We should have a good hour. No one can see us or hear us, but I can see you with a kind of shimmer around you. When that starts to go, I'll know it's time for another drop of our special suntan lotion.
Well, I have to say, we were very lucky to find this corner out of the way. And this was a brilliant idea of yours, so... let's just stretch out in the sun and enjoy it.
Stretch out nothing. I'm going to paddle and you're coming with me, or I'll come back all wet and sandy and splash you.
Oh, no, Bert.
Come on, no complaining. Last one in the water's a kelpie.
No, Bert, come back. Wait. Bert, wait. Thanks, that's right. We want one portion of cod, one sausage and batter, two portions of chips, two chocolate fudge sundaes, and two large chocolate milkshakes, please. Let's see. Here you go. This should be about right. Keep the change. It's a beautiful day, isn't it? Just look at that little monkey. Bert! Bert! Don't run too far away, darling. Your food's about to be ready. Oh, thanks.
Why is it that food eaten outside always tastes so much better? After lunch, we sunbathed for a while, just chilling out and letting our lunch go down. Then Elle bought me candy floss. More deliciousness. And we walked along towards the fair. I went on so many fantastic rides, and it wasn't till we got on the merry-go-round that things nearly went disastrously wrong.
Shut up! You'll give us away!
No one can hear us, it's so noisy! Oh, Elle! This is the best thing ever! I'm so glad we came, aren't you?
Oh, Dev, sweetie, it's just been the absolutely best day! We'll have to do it again, and next time bring B!
Oh, that would be absolutely cool!
I think we better head for the station when we get off here, sweetie. We don't want to miss...
Oh, slint, quick! I need to put Nocini on us now. That'll hold us for the moment, but this isn't good. Oh, hell.
What? Bert, please try to tell me what's happening.
Trouble. Grab my hand now. My cap blew off in the wind from this thing. My ears are showing, and people are going to notice soon if they haven't already. We have to get off right now and zap straight home. If my ears get me noticed and I cause a panic, the old country will have to be involved, and I'll be in trouble deluxe. But we'll avoid it if we're really quick.
Okay, just calm down and tell me what to do.
Okay, I'm going to zap us both straight off this thing to home. I'm not supposed to, and it'll wear me out, but there's no other way. Now, remember what TV told you? Elbows in, close your eyes and mouth, don't move. This will feel weird because we're moving. Here we go! Come in.
Hey, sweetie. Sorry to wake you. I just thought you might like a cup of chocolate.
Oh, well, that's nice. Can you put it here on my bedside table?
Sure. Here you go. Oh, you're in bed early.
Yes, I'm tired out. Zapping the two of us took about all I had. But it was worth it. Apart from that one sticky moment, it really was a fantastic day. Elle, thanks ever so much.
Oh, no problem. I'll leave you to drink that and get some sleep. Night, sweetie.
Night.
Oh, and about that sticky moment.
Yes?
I think, you know, that next time I take you to Barry Island, I'm going to put you in a bonnet.
A bonnet? Me?
Yeah, you know, one that won't blow off in the wind. A nice frilly bonnet with ribbons, little tie under your chin. Maybe, a pink one.
What?
Maybe even with rosebuds on it. And a bow.
Elle, come back here. I won't wear a bonnet. Not now, not ever. And certainly not with a bow. Elle, are you listening to me? A bow indeed. As if. I've been on a beach many more times since, as you're here. But that first time will always be special. No, I'm keeping that bucket and spade. As summer turned to autumn, things became more and more fraught with the family. One good thing to happen was that Corrie, the woodland sprite, became assistant healer to the colony, a very wise move by the council, as old Jockey, the colony's chief healer, lifted his first cup of zeer before breakfast, and it was high time that he had a younger, more sober helper. Apart from that, it was all gloom. My idiot brother Tomo had been causing trouble in the lockholes. My young nephew Ikey's much older wife was having twins and she wasn't as well as anyone would have liked her to be. And most controversial of all, my eldest brother's wife, Minnie Marnie, had left him, run away to the handhold and was seeking a dissolution, leaving 12 young leplings behind. Don't worry if you don't understand or don't think you can possibly remember all this family stuff. I'm only going into all this to explain how much good Teely did for me at this time in my life. And anyway, I haven't possibly got time to tell you all the ramifications of what was happening to the family at this time. If you're interested, why not have a look at my journal, which is still on my website. I wrote about everything in great detail there, all as it was happening. What I will say is that during every drama and crisis, Teely was there for me. She gave her unstinting time and help to my family, though she absolutely didn't have to. She quietly wove herself into the fabric of my life until I couldn't remember a time when she hadn't been there. I almost didn't notice when she began tucking her arm through mine, smiling into my eyes in a particular way, kissing my cheek when we parted. Then one day, something woke me up. Instead of kissing my cheek when she said goodbye outside the colony, Teely had lifted my cap and kissed one of my ears. I'm telling you, I felt it from the top of my head right down to my toes. I didn't say anything, just blushed bright red and zapped off, reaching home in an absolute daze. I was in such a whirl. I'd been so wrapped up in the family, I hadn't given any thought to what was happening to me. Suddenly, I was awake, and everything inside me had changed. My quiet, cosy little world was all different. A new presence had entered it. But how could I let it happen? I had always said we could only be friends. I had told Elle back in June that I was happy with my life as it was. I owed so much to her and Brian. How would she feel if she knew that suddenly... Oh, it was hopeless. Of course, I tried keeping it all to myself, but you can guess how long that lasted. There was this one day, it had been a horrible, hard Sunday at home with all kinds of horrors going on, and Teely had again kissed my ear before she left for Elfhold, leaving me more confused than ever. I'd stayed in my closet and not gone out for the usual wine and music time. Elle had come in to see me and let me talk it all out. When I'd finished, the conversation took an unexpected turn.
Oh, sweetie. I'm sorry about all this drama, but it shouldn't be upsetting you like this.
Sorry, it's all just rubbish.
Tell me what's muddling you up the most.
She kissed my ear. She did it twice.
Teely did? Well, sweetie, that's easy enough. Just tell her not to if you don't like it.
I do like it, Elle. I like her.
Yes, I know you do. So, what's the problem?
But, Elle, you said at Christmas...
I know what I said, and I meant it. Mean it. But that doesn't mean you're my personal property. Sweetheart, do you think I want to keep you as my personal lap puppy forever and never let you have any life of your own? Your personal happiness is important to me, to both of us, actually. For what it's worth, I think you've been quietly falling for Teely for weeks. Look, just don't push it. Just see where it goes. Take it easy. But don't beat yourself up over it. There's really no need for that.
I took Elle's advice, stopped worrying, and let things take their course. Nothing was said until one particular day in October. I remember it so well. I'd been getting rather worried because Elle's birthday was rushing towards us, and as I saw it, Brian wasn't making any plans that I could see to do anything about it. On this particular Thursday, Elle had gone to visit her grandmother, as she usually did, and I decided it was high time Brian and I started to make serious plans. Caring not a jot for the intimidating clatter of his keyboard, I strode up to him and hovered at his side like a pesky gnat. Brian, I need to talk to you.
I'm busy.
I know, but I need to talk to you now.
Oh, Bert, you do pick your moments. Can't this wait until I finish work?
No, we have to talk while Elle's at her grandma's. She mustn't hear this.
Okay, you've succeeded in intriguing me. Now, what's this all about?
I want to talk about Elle's birthday.
You dragged me away from a very important job for this. There's ages until we need to think about that.
Oh, no, there isn't. It's less than a month. You and I both had fantastic birthdays, didn't we?
Yes.
Well, I want hers to be just as nice. So we need to start planning it now.
Well?
Are you going to take Elle out somewhere nice? Or can all three of us go out? I've got plenty of no-see-me from Teely.
But listen to me. There's something that you need to know. I've got to be away that day.
What? Oh, no!
I don't like it any more than you do. It's just how things are.
So what can we do?
Well, why don't you take Elle out somewhere? Get Teely to help you make a plan. Now, I'm sorry. I really do have to get back to work.
Teely! He said get Teely! Perfect opportunity. I ran to my closet, grabbed my phone and called her. She was doubtful about being able to get time off, but I used all my powers of persuasion, and a few minutes produced results. A text told me that she'd soon be with me. I was all a flutter. Ah, poor old Bert. Everything always gets left to him. I wonder where on earth we can go. Oh, hurry up, Teely. Elle's going to be back at this rate before we've made any plans. Ah, there you are. Hi.
Hi yourself, darling. Now, what is so frightfully urgent? You know how the boss is about me taking time off.
I know. It's awfully kind of you to come at this short notice. Look, let's sit down and I'll explain. Brian, sorry to interrupt, but can you spare us a moment?
Us? Elle's not back already, surely?
He actually means me. Hello, Mr. Brian.
Teely's come to help make a plan, but we need your help too.
Hi, Teely. Nice to meet you at last. Do sit down. Can I get you anything? A drink of some kind?
No, thank you. All right, Mr. Brian, as some of us are on a schedule here, I need to get things moving. Bert is suggesting that he and I take Lulu out somewhere on her birthday. Somewhere in our world, I mean. I'll have to help with some spell work, naturally, or she'll cause a panic and crash about and wreck things. We don't want that. That isn't a problem. I can make some fit in if I know that I'm going to need some. The problem is, where can we take her that she would enjoy going?
To the elf hold? She'd love that. Could you get her a... What does Bert need? A pass?
I probably could, but the problem we have there is elf bureaucracy. Our rules are a lot stricter than those of Lep culture. I'm having to bend them even to be here. Lulu would never be allowed into an elf hold if they knew who she really was. If I fabricate an identity for her and they find out about it, it would mean all kinds of trouble for all of us, including Bert. I'd certainly lose my job. Probably end up being locked up and the key thrown away.
Well, we don't want that. Let's try and think of somewhere else. But how about the healing gardens? I know Elle loved the sound of them when you wrote about them in your journal. Is there any way that you could take her there?
I don't know. She does get ill a lot. I could use some of my Shauna Sharon wages to pay for it. I might be able to make a good case. Let me have a look on our website and see if anything like that has ever happened before. Now, are you going to let me log in today or not?
It's a good job you thought of bringing that netbook in here, darling.
Our website. Are you mad? Of course I can't give you the address. And anyway, it has security about as tight as steel shrink wrap. It contains everything to do with the Leprechaun Code, information any leprechaun working in the human world might need, information about the Helping Hand. It's sort of like the Leprechaun Google, and then some. Well, I put in my 25-character password. Luckily, it did choose to let me log in, and got to work. At first, I had no luck at all.
Are you getting anywhere?
No, I can't find one single case of a human being allowed into the healing gardens. Just flint!
Oh, never mind, darling. You could still apply to take her there. They might accept it.
I doubt it. They've let human employers into other places, but not the...
But stop a minute. Go back to that page. No, that one there. How you pronounce it, gardens. Oh, Bert. Look at that. How beautiful.
Found something?
Yes, I do believe we have. The Gardens of... I can't pronounce that.
Oh, wow. It's the Gardens of Suignis Kachow.
Oh, all right, Mr. Clever. What does that mean?
It means everlasting peace. I'd forgotten all about it. It's one of the strongholds of old lep magic back in the old country.
And what is it used for?
It says here that any leprechaun who is in need of rest or refreshment of spirit may apply to visit. Well, Bert, darling, I certainly think you could qualify after the year you've had.
I agree, but will they let you bring Elle?
We'll see. It says here that we have to apply to the family who keep the garden, requesting a visit and making a case for myself and anyone that I wish to bring. I suppose if just anyone was allowed in, the place would be overrun. I'll get that done straight away. Teely, will you look over my application for me on Sunday?
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to go there myself. Look at the place. Look at those flowers. And the birds. Oh, look at this beautiful fountain where the mermaid's supposed to live.
I think we'd have a wicked time. Oh, gosh, did I hear something?
Yes, she's coming. Teely, you better get going.
You're quite right. Bye, darlings.
I didn't stay long once I said hi to Elle and made sure that she hadn't seen or heard anything. Even being near to Teely for that short length of time had set every nerve tingling. I wanted to go to the closet, just sit and think of her for a while, and calm myself down. I opened the door, and there she was. She hadn't zapped back to Elfhold after all. She was sitting on my sofa, her high heels off, her feet curled under her, her big, bright turquoise eyes turned towards me, looking so incredibly beautiful that my heart nearly stopped.
Hello.
Hello.
Did I do all right?
You did brilliantly. You always do. There was so much I wanted to say, but I couldn't find one word. I couldn't tear my eyes away from hers, though. And everything I was feeling must have been showing in them, because all at once, she stood up, came towards me, and reached out a hand. I took it and held on. never wanting to let go.
For me? You're feeling all this? For me?
All for you, Sihan.
Stay with me?
Always. And with those words and two kisses, one on each of her beautiful silky ears, she was my girl, a part of my life. Nice memories. Oh, I suppose looking back does no good, really. Yes, it does, though. Those were good days, happy days, and I wouldn't have wanted them different. Declutter Low Country. I like my memories just the way they are, and they're staying right here. So there!